What happened next?
Bob woke up with a terrible headache. He couldn't remember much, only that he had been reading a book, a strange book about a man who had lost his memory. And then he had fallen asleep and had woken up in a house that was supposed to be his own, but was strangely unfamiliar.
What was it like?
It was a one-floor house, very big and rather shabby. There were many rooms, mainly furnished with beds. And there were strange people coming and going that he was supposed to know, but wasn't quite sure who they were.
What were they doing?
Nothing. They were just sitting or moving from room to room. They never spoke. They never paid attention to him either, as if he did not exist. They seemed to resent his presence. And yet, they were living in his house.
Didn't he tell them to leave? Or at least ask them what they were doing there?
For some reason, he didn't. He was more interested in inspecting the whole house and looking at all the rooms.
What happened next?
He went out into a strange garden and from there into the street. And it wasn't a real street or a normal town. It was dark and empty, and he thought, "Where have all the people gone?"
And then?
Then nothing. He woke up. He had been dreaming, but his dream seemed more real than the barren field where he suddenly found himself.
Quite a story.